You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, farmers would like to have a little rainfall across, well, most of the Corn Belt. Will they see any in the next week or so?
Well, we'll see some, although we need to keep our expectations at bay. One reason for that is we're going to see a reversal in the weather pattern. The first half of August for many areas, especially the northern plains and western Corn Belt, has been downright cool. Now it's going to be heating up. And as it heats up in the high pressure build, that's going to make it a little bit harder for rain. Now I do see some potential for rain, especially as we get into Wednesday night, Thursday, into Friday. This will be especially true for Nebraska, portions of southern Minnesota, and Missouri. The eastern Corn Belt, I think it's going to be a lot tougher to see any good chances of rain probably here for the next week or so. And in addition to the drier conditions, it's going to get very warm. I will probably say that this is our last spell of heat for the summer. This wave of warm temperatures is going to last for about a week to 10 days. Temperatures are going to go above normal. So we're going to get some growing degree days accumulated, but with that won't be much rain.
Growing degree days will accumulate, but it appears to me that there will be some really high temperatures in parts of the Midwest. Who will be hottest?
Well, I think right now the bullseye of the heat will be Iowa, Nebraska, the Dakotas and southern Minnesota, northern sections of Indiana, Illinois. It'll be the northern, northwest, north central areas of the Corn Belt and most of the northern plains that will see heat. Basically, the areas that have been cool for August will see the hottest temperatures. And then it's going to slide east. And then basically we're going to see the end of the month and early September come in a lot cooler.
Will we also bring rainfall in the month of September? I'm pretty sure that...
I think we will. I think at the first week of September is likely going to bring, with that cooler weather, a fairly good chance of some shower and thunderstorm activity with that cool front. This is the last hurrah for summer, really, when it comes to a heat wave. Like the other heat waves we've had this summer, they aren't prolonged. Lasts about a week to 7 days, and it's done.
Okay, thank you so much, Don. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Visit us online at willag.org. And don't forget, we posted the Twitter feed from the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour there, so you can stay up without knowing how to use Twitter. The tweets are coming in, about 18 hours out of the day. I'm Todd Gleason.